Well, good morning, everyone. You know, as we embark on this fresh new year, it's an opportunity not only for us to get some new things in front of us, but it's an opportunity for us to refocus. And one of the things I was thinking is how I saw a spiel. A stain on a carpet, and I was thinking, you know, if I stopped to try to clean up every spill on my way to my objectives, the things that my destiny, that would really hinder me. And I was looking in scripture in Luke, the 9th chapter, in just two verses, the 59th and the 60th verse. And it's where Jesus was talking to a couple of guys. And to this one man, this is what the scripture says. He said to another man, "Follow me." So Jesus is on his way to somewhere. He has a destination. There's an objective. And he says to the man, "Follow me. I know where I'm going." Because normally, if you're following somebody, I would hope that you know where they're going. And the man replied to him, "Lord, first, let me go and bury my father." He didn't say, "I'm not going to follow you." He just said, "Let me go and bury my father." His focus was diffused. His focus wasn't on, and we'll see in scripture, what should have been the priority. And Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Now, on the surface, that might sound harsh. Here's a man whose father just died. And Jesus is saying, "Hey, I'm calling you to discipleship. Come follow me. There's a great work for us to do in proclaiming the kingdom of God." And this man is saying, "I'm gonna go, but let me go and bury my dad. My dad died. Let me go and bury my father." And Jesus' response, we're talking about the Prince of Peace, the King of Compassion. His response to him wasn't, "Okay, go and take care of your family and then come." He said to him, "Let the dead bury the dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom." And I think, like I said, on the surface, it sounds harsh, but what Jesus was trying to do was establish how important it is that we don't allow matters on this earth to prevent us from doing what we were created to do, what our purpose in the kingdom is, and that is to the Great Commission, to go and tell it. And in other words, what I'm saying is sometimes you have to that spiel that's there, that thing, whatever it could be, sometimes you have to make a decision. We have to learn what is important and resist the temptation to try cleaning up every spill. I mean, we're taught that if you make a mess, clean it up. If you see a spill, clean it up. But I'm not saying walk away from a spill or from a mess. What I am saying is when you encounter a spill on your way to where you're going, decide if it's significant enough to hurt you or to hurt somebody else. Is this a spill that, you know, somebody's going to slip down in and hurt themselves or even me? Or is this something that we can walk around and maybe if we have the time or, you know, whatever, we'll get back to this. But there was something really, really important. Because if you determine that it's not, then stopping would cause you to veer from your plan. or your path. And then if you determine that it's not, then what you should do is keep it pushing, because you need to maintain your focus. In other words, this is what I'm trying to say. And I'm not trying to be witty. I want you to hear this clearly. Some things that you stop to do can stop you from doing what you came to do. You see, you have a purpose. God put you here for a purpose. And it's so easy for our focus for us to be distracted and for our focus to be diffused. We need to have our focus laser. You don't, as much as it's possible. I mean, and believe me, you can't live in this world without, you know, with a blinder on. You don't want to be myopic, but there are times that things will cause you to stray. When I learned to ride a motorcycle, they always told me, you know, be careful how long you look to the left or the right, because even unintentionally, you'll steer the bike in that direction. You're not even trying. That's not even your what you're trying to do, your intentions, but it, your where, how should I put that? Where focus goes, energy flows, if that makes sense. And so what I'm saying is that, even though I know we're taught to try to clean up every spill, sometimes you have to, you process it. Is this something that's worth my stopping and dealing with? As a leader and a manager of a large, facility, there were times when I would have, staff stop me and they would say, you know, Mr. Nettles, I was talking, or I was, waiting for you to speak to me and you were like just headed somewhere and you didn't even speak. And I'm a gregarious person by nature. So that's out of character for me, to just pass somebody by without, attending them, and being courteous. And so I said to that person, I probably was really, really preoccupied. I was on my way to somewhere. I was on my way to resolving something I had an objective. I had a destination. So please forgive me. I was laser focused. And that is one of the things that people who are high performers and people who achieve and who are successful, people who realize their vision, they stay focused and they're able to process where they don't major in the minors. There are some things that you can't stop to do, because they will stop you from doing what you came to do or what you were sent to do, what you were created to do, what you were purposed to do. I believe that we were all purposed by design. Your design is stamped in you. God designed you with purpose. And so when Jesus, like I said, on the surface, that really sounds harsh, let the dead bury the dead. But what he was saying is that the things of this world people give attention to, that we attend to, a lot of times are things that are going to pass away. But only what we do for Christ will last and will be counted in the end. So be blessed. God bless you.